Welcome to the Tiger Cast, a podcast designed to tell the story of Warsaw schools and inform our community about the great things happening to serve our students. Hey, Warsaw, this is Amy Lunsford, principal of Lincoln Elementary.
And I'm Kyle Carter, the Chief Technology and Data Analytics Officer for Warsaw Community Schools. Hey, Amy, March Madness,
Woo-hoo!
It's approaching. Is there
exciting stuff.
A particular team that the Lunsford family roots for?
Yeah, so we like to say at the Lunsford House that we cheer for Purdue and anyone that plays IU. So that's not working out well for us right now because Purdue has not been on a good streak, and I just gave Randy Polston a heart attack, but I speak the truth.
Well, Amy, believe it or not, Winona Lake is home to the Division I men's and women's basketball tournaments for the National Christian College Athletic Association, or the NCCAA. We've got a national tournament here
Winona Lake. And I bet lots of people don't even realize that. Men and women's teams from all around the country are traveling to the big city of Warsaw, Winona Lake, to compete in the tournament March 15th through the 18th.
So you might be asking, what does that have to do with Warsaw Community Schools? Well, the NCCAA believes in the importance of service. So these outside teams from all over the country, outside of their aggressive practice and game schedule, they want to provide a service to us. They're going to complete service projects around the community. And you know what? Schools are a lot of our community. So these teams are going to spend time with us.
I'm so excited about this partnership. We're going to talk a little bit more about the tournament and service projects today. So let's welcome our guests. We have with us this morning, Mr. Chad Briscoe, Athletic Director at Grace College. Welcome, Chad.
Thanks so much. Great to be with you all this morning.
Thanks for coming in. And one of our favorites, Mr. Randy Polston, Executive Director of Combined Community Services and Warsaw Community alum. Celebrity and
all the
school
above.
Board member. That's right. That's right. No pressure, Randy. No pressure.
Thanks so much. I guess I just never go away. I guess that's what it is. So.
We love you.
Oh, love you back. Thank you.
All right. So let's dig right in here. Tell us a little bit about this tournament. How did it get to Winona Lake in the first place? How many years has Grace been hosting the event? And just in general, what is this NCCAA tournament?
Well, as you mentioned a little bit about March Madness, the excitement of a lot of teams from a lot of different places coming to one place. And so we submit a bid, and a bid cycle is 3 years. And in doing so, we've been blessed with the opportunity to host it. Now this is going on year number 14 overall.
Nice.
So hopefully that means that the NCCAA has enjoyed the experience that Warsaw Winona Lake has provided. And of course, we're glad that COVID has hopefully gone away. This is our first year of having the service projects and the team banquet in 3 years. So really appreciate Mr. Polston and all of his work in helping facilitate getting a lot of these service project providers in our community put together. And so as Kyle mentioned, it's a lot of fun to watch these teams go out in the community and serve prior to the start of this tournament taking place. So all the teams will come in a day early. That means they're going to also stay in hotels a day early. And they're going to go into our community, do these service projects, practice, and then have a banquet prior to the start of the tournament. So it's an exciting time, and of course, it creates a larger economic impact in our community, and hopefully creates a neat, as you mentioned the word buzz, March Madness buzz. It creates a lot of unique things in our community. So we're very excited for these teams to come and to serve and to impact the kids' lives and maybe have a 6'11", 7 foot young man put a kid on his shoulders and dunk a basketball outside, or sit down with a young girl and read a book in a classroom with a student athlete and see glimpses of maybe what is to come in their future as well. So we hope a lot of seeds are planted with just the opportunity to serve, character, get good grades, do all of those things, and watch the teams give back.
Love it. I'm super excited about this just because I came in during COVID. So this is my first experience having the teams in the building. Yeah. So I'm excited personally. And I know that just getting the word out and talking about that hype once again, the kids and teachers are excited. So Mr. Polston, can you tell us a little bit more about your involvement with the tournament and the service projects around the community?
Absolutely. So when I retired from Warsaw Schools in 2011, Grace College, Dr. Manahan was talking about building a new program on campus called Applied Learning. And I went over and we talked about the position, and ultimately they offered me the job. But one of the things that he said as I was working at building that project to create experiences for Grace College students in our community He looked at me and he said, I really want our college connected to the community. I want to open these doors even more than what we've seen over the past few years. And so with that target in mind, as I continued to work that first year and build the applied learning program, I had a conversation with Dr. Hintz at that time, and then Dr. Hofford followed up. But we talked about connecting our school corporation more with this college in our backyard. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that we give Grace College students opportunities to student teach and do things in our building, but to really open the doors to connect this campus to our school corporation, to give our students that opportunity to see Grace College and what it's mm-hmm. all about. And so one thing led to another, and Chad and I were talking about this wonderful opportunity of this nationwide tournament coming to Winona Lake, and these teams, guys and gals from all over the nation, coming into Winona Lake, Warsaw area to play in this tournament. And so the more we talked, Chad and I started talking about the service project side of things. And I sat down with Dr. Hofford one day then, and I presented this to him, and I said, what's the opportunity available from our perspective of getting our kids over there to campus, not only to see a game during the school day, but to bring these teams into our buildings. And one thing led to another. We talked about the service projects. Dr. Hofford was over the top supportive of this. Let's get them. Let's invite them into our buildings. Let's have that opportunity for our kids to connect with these students, these college athletes. And as Chad said, anytime you get a 7-footer walking down the hall, I mean, yeah.
That draws some attention.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And so from that point on, Chad and I developed a luncheon to bring over the elementary principals and other entities in our community that are going to open the door for these service projects. Have a luncheon with them. Chad runs a show over there. He does such a phenomenal job getting all the information to Dr. Hofford, his team, and all the principals for our school corporation. And like I said, the principals have opened their doors. We've had all kinds of unique ideas. I know we've had elementary schools feed the student athletes mm-hmm. lunch at different times and just get involved with the kids. Mm-hmm. And then when that happens and that bond is set, and then the teachers follow up with taking the kids over to watch this team from Wyoming or Idaho or wherever. Yeah. When I walk into that gym and I see a huge area of elementary kids screaming for these teams and cheering them on from another state, it's just phenomenal. Yeah. They absolutely fall in love with those kids.
So many layers of winning, pun intended, I guess, yeah. but that take place with a service project. But what I really love is that, you know, at the root of our mission statement here at Warsaw Schools is enriching the lives of others.
Amen.
And so this is happening full circle through this partnership.
Absolutely.
Well, and I know from being a principal at the time and having the students, it's a two-way street. So we're not only the students are coming in to enrich the lives of, or the athletes are coming in to enrich the lives of our students. Right. But I know, and I've seen examples of our students enriching the lives of
Absolutely.
Them as well. So, you know, the projects themselves, Chad, uh-huh. Randy, what does that look like? So we're in the buildings, they're serving that time. What do the students do?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things, which is really neat. And as Randy mentioned, within the school setting, which is a lot of fun, is that over the course of a full day, they have to practice within the Manahan Orthopedic Capital Center, and then we give them an hour practice off-site. And then, of course, there's a service project, and then there's a banquet. So it's a very full day. So mm-hmm. next Tuesday, the 14th of March, will be a full day for all of these student-athletes and coaches. The one thing that makes it fun with these service projects as they go and do them is that, again, it's all over the community. So in a school, we had a fun talk. Randy and I were talking with the principals because we haven't done it in 3 years, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
Like, what do we have them do? So everything from, of course, PE class to reading to, you know, spending time in art classes. I mean, there are things, there's a variety of different things. So what I always enjoy is the kids being able to go home after that school day and talk about the student athlete that I did this with, or I mm-hmm. went here and we did these things. And so that's back to, I think, the planting of the seeds in the kid's life. Then hopefully they get to come the next day, which we really appreciate Dr. Hofford. and all of his support of allowing the elementaries to come over during the day. And as Randy mentioned, at 10 o'clock in the morning in a big arena, when you have a team from, say, New York playing a school from Florida, and there's maybe 15 parents, when you throw about 300 or 400 elementary kids who are, how I should say, very excited early in the morning at 10 a.m., it makes for a very fun environment.
We don't call it March Madness in education for just basketball. So we're taking full advantage of energy here. Well,
I remember from the times where we were over there, I don't even think a lot of the times the students even recognized or realized who they were rooting for.
Right.
They were just excited.
Just watching a game.
Yeah, exactly.
So did that opportunity always play out? So I know these teams are assigned to particular buildings and such. So do the students get to watch a game of the team that served in their building?
And you know what? That's what we call the perfect matchup, is that when that happens. And that's the one part that we can't always, depending on, because the schedule fluctuates each year, as you may know. Games start at 8:30 in the morning and go till basically 10 o'clock at night on the first 2 days, and that's the 15th and 16th of March. So in the morning, the women play, and then the next year, the men will play early. So it depends. It flips each year. So depending on which team you get and depending on the time that it works for that school to be able to come to the MOCC, it may line up perfectly, and if it doesn't, the times that it has, it is really neat to watch those kids run down to the floor after the game is over and the students stop, take pictures, sign autographs, the whole nine yards. So it's fun to watch that happen. But even if it's not the team, kids will still go down and take their picture and get autographs. Yeah. It's fun to watch that unfold too.
You know, Chad does promote that during the luncheon, and he brought it up again a week or so ago when we had our luncheon. But if it works out, the team that visits that school, we'd love to have them come and see them play and participate. Mm-hmm. And so the principals are aware of that. But again, it's whether or not the scheduling will work out. So I did throw out there this year that, hey, it'd be neat to have the elementary cheerleaders in their outfits and come along with a with the group, whoever comes over, and cheer on the team that they're cheering for. So,
Well, you've talked about how the college students, these college athletes are plugging in and some of the variety of activities that they may do. Give us a little taste of some of the things that come back to you guys in reporting on this Servage project and how our students respond to these athletes.
Well, Chad, I'm going to appear to you, my friend, because you hear the coaches that come back to you to talk about these.
Yeah, I a couple of things that I think in just planting the seeds, as Kyle mentioned, is that it's twofold, meaning the athletes get the impact as well. And I know that some of the coaches in the past have, even after, as the tournament unfolds, they're still here. The athletes are here for an entire week. And so I know that even after day one of the Servage project, some teams have reached out and said, hey, can we come back again?
Nice.
And so it's neat to know that those connections allow those students to be able to come back and to give a little bit more in the community should they wish to do so. And so I think it resonates with those student athletes that they, and again, we talk to them on day one when they get here, that understanding you are going to come into this community and you're going to leave your fingerprints all over it. Mm-hmm. And the residue that you leave, we want it to be impactful. We want it to be something that's lifelong lasting. I mean, all of the different things. So these athletes really understand that, hey, what we're going to do here is really important. And I tell you what, it's more important to understand that it's more than basketball. And that's what makes it fun.
Absolutely.
You have to really take a look at the children as well. And how many of our kids in our different schools have had the opportunity to meet a college athlete and have that person walking down the hall or going out on recess or eating lunch with them or reading to them? And then on top of that, how many of our kids have had the opportunity to go into a college arena, the MOCC? Wow, what an experience for those kids. It may be the only time they're able to attend a college basketball game, but the excitement level is there. And it's the excitement, especially if they are connected to that team that came to the building. And if not, it's still seeing a college game.
So. Yeah, we've had a conversation about many of our kids are going to see these athletes as people they only watch on TV.
That's right.
So now they're up close and personal. Yeah.
So, Chad, I remember distinctly a story you told at the luncheon and such. You know, we had multiple times at Jefferson. In fact, I always asked for them, the Emmanuel Lions.
Right.
Yes. And that was exactly the story that happened. This was a team that I think we adopted them at Jefferson for multiple years just because they kept coming back to us. They'd do their project and they'd continue to ask, hey, you know what? We had a lot of fun. Can we come back and can we play some basketball at recess? And they kept coming back and kept coming back regardless of how they did in the tournament.
Right.
So coach, even to this day, And you're the mm-hmm. Grace College Athletic Director. Sure. What would your daughters say? Yes. Who do they root for? Yeah,
both of my daughters, Jefferson, one's an alum, and my last year with my last one. It's funny how the Emmanuel Lions have left an impact even on my own daughters. And I think the one year Kate came in and was like, "Well, Dad, I'm cheering for the Emmanuel Lions." I'm like, "No, you have to cheer for the Grace Lancers. What's the matter with you?" You know. So those impressions left. My youngest daughter Kinley asked the other day, "Dad, will the Emmanuel Lions be here?" And I'm like, "Well, no, they actually won their tournament to go on to the NCAA National Division II tournament." So it's fun. You never know who we're going to get each year. I think that's kind of the fun part of it too, of which teams are coming and where they're going to be from, who are first timers, who are the ones that are returning for the second, third, or fourth time. And so, yeah, when you build those relationships then I get the call from the AD or the coach saying, "Hey, we had such a great time last year at whatever elementary. Can we go back there again?" And that was the one thing that happened with Jefferson, is that Manuel came for 3 or 4 years. They just wanted to keep going back. So again, those relationships are built, and those relationships can carry on for years.
Yep, absolutely. So amazing tournament, amazing opportunity. And, you know, we're working really hard to connect the students into a game and such. Mm-hmm. So let's say they don't get a chance to connect with the school that mm-hmm. that visits. Is there an opportunity for students to attend that game?
There is.
If it happens in the evening?
It is. We've opened up the door for all elementary students to be able to come in at any point in time. So if they want to come back in the evening with just a paid adult, any student is given free admission from Warsaw Schools to come to any game during the course of the 4 days at any point in time.
Excellent. Thanks so much mm-hmm. for loving on our kids sure. and giving them that opportunity. Oh, yes. Hey, as we close this out, tell us about the opportunities for the public. Can they, mm-hmm. I'm assuming that they can attend the mm-hmm. tournament as well?
They can. Yes, okay. we love people from our community. As Randy said, we want everybody in Winona Lake and Warsaw to come to these games. So yes, a ticket broken down for the day. To think about that you can go to one place and sit down and watch 8 college games in one day is kind of unprecedented. So we have 24 games in 4 days. We'll claim 2 national champions, and we're the only venue that does that. And so it's a neat 4-day experience. And so game times are all across the board. So you come Wednesday or Thursday at any point in time of the day, there'll be a game. On Friday, games don't start until 1 o'clock. And then on what we call Championship Saturday, 10 a.m. are the third place games and 12 o'clock. And then the championship games are the women at 2 and the men at 5 on the last day of the tournament on Saturday, the 18th.
Okay, great. So basketball. It doesn't matter if you're a Purdue fan or an IU fan.
That's right.
We want to see you at Grace College. We'd love to have you come out and support our Grace athletes and many athletes around the country that are going to be pouring into our community next week. So thanks so much, Randy and Chad, for joining us.
Thank you all for the opportunity.
Our pleasure.
Looking forward to these 7-foot-tall athletes stepping down our halls.
You will see them coming up and down your hallways. I promise that.
Gentlemen,
thank you so much for all you do to support local education and our community. You're some amazing guys, and looking forward to this basketball tournament.
Thank you. That's-